Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings, and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. I hope you all had a great last week and last weekend. Got out and did a bunch of stuff that I was talking about last week, hopefully. And had a little fun while you were doing it. Unless, of course, this daggum cold had you down. My goodness, it's trying to get through everybody. I think it's finally got through everybody in my family, including me, in its own little weird way. I mean, I usually don't go down for the count, and I haven't yet. But, boy, this thing has been trying to get me a little vertigo kicking in, and then a little bit of throat action, and, geez, just trying to run me through the ringer. But, hey, my girlfriend Sabina, she went through it all. She had a rough last week, and my daughter and my daughter Mariah and Jackson and even the little prince all come down with this stuff. We were watching him this weekend and he was having his up and down moments too. So, hey, that's it, the crud as they call it. So I hope it hasn't hit you, and if it did, it's getting the heck out of there, because this stuff hangs on for weeks, man. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff, so. But, yeah, I didn't really get out and do much this weekend because of that, and I was putting together a really cool show that's going to be happening. I'll be talking about a little bit later on. And, pretty much watched the Little Prince this weekend. It was very fun, very fun. Just sat around the house and did that kind of stuff. Like I said, this stuff got everybody kind of down. I'm thinking, we got to be ready for next week because it's the Super Bowl, that's right, coming up this Sunday. It's Super Bowl. I can't wait. Yeah, we're not gonna be watching Little Prince, because we're gonna get out to one of our little spots and hang out and watch it on a big screen TV like everybody else, hopefully. So anyway, that's what's happening. And yeah, this last weekend, yeah, it was kind of wild. I was sitting there going, what am I going to talk about? What the heck exciting happened? And it really didn't. It was kind of a boring weekend, man. I mean, hey, there you go. What are you going to do? So anyways, let's get on with the show here, as they say, because I got a whole lot to report. And yeah, there's a lot going on. We're already into February here. February, January went by. We're February bound. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So at the 101 Bar and Grill, they got Thursday's Line Dancing and Ladies Night, if you're feeling right. On the 6th, they got the Brothers Reed. On the 13th, it's Steak Night with Scott Perry and Chris Capitano. And then on the 20th, it's Comedy and Steak Night at the Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge down there on Low Harbor Road. They've got Happy Hour Sunday through Thursday from 2 to 6. And then on the 4th, coming up this weekend, is Frankius C. That's the Catalyst Seafood. Checo Brewing has Lon Goddard coming up on the 4th, Frankie C on the 9th, and Rap Brush on the 10th. And then the 11th is Frankie C. The 16th is Frankie C. 17th is Rap Brush, and the 18th is Lon Goddard. So they got some, you guys get a chance to catch these boys once. If you miss them once, you catch them the next time around. So there you go. All right, that's going on at Checo Brewing. Rivers End Sports Bar, they got Monday free pool, Tuesday tacos and karaoke, Wednesday 50 Cent Wing Day, Thursday is karaoke, Friday is DJ night, and Saturday is People's Choice. And of course, Sunday, NFL action. That's right. It's a sports bar, folks. They've always got some sport going on up there. But yeah, this Sunday, it will be all over the Super Bowl. That's right. So that's happening at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And then Sebastian's Bar and Grill, you've got Gil Kirk at the keyboards, tickling the ivories Wednesday through Sunday, 6 to 9, for your dining pleasure. That's right. That's Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Gil Kirk at the keyboard. Yeah, wonderful. Always have to bring the voice down for that. Sounds like a lounge singer type thing. Yeah. Just having a little fun. My goodness, this thing's got me all plugged up. Okay, the Vista Pub. Thursdays, they got Jerry Moffat. Let's see, all the music starts there at 7 o'clock. On the 3rd, they've got Southbound. On the 10th, they've got Steve Owens. On the 17th, Frankie C. On the 24th, Lon Goddard. And on the 25th, Noah Dirksen. That's at the Vista Pub. The Voodoo Lounge. Who do you think you are at the Voodoo Lounge? That's right. Thursdays and Saturdays, they got karaoke going on from 6 to 10 p.m. That's at the Voodoo Lounge. And if you're up in the Grants Pass area, you know, the Laughing Clam has music going on Fridays from 7 to 10 and on Saturdays from 6 to 9. And coming up this weekend is MZP on the 3rd. On the 4th, we have Shy Bo Torres. On the 10th, we got Tim Mitchell and the Beats Working Band. On the 11th, we just got Tim Mitchell. On the 17th, Broadway Phil. On the 18th, Over the Moon. And on the 24th, they got Husk. That's going to the Laughing Clam up there in beautiful uptown Grants Pass. That's right. Let's see. And back into beautiful CC by the sea, we have the Inateca going on down there. And that's on the 3rd. They have Rob from Joint Chiefs is going to be there. On the 11th, it's a comedy night. And on the 24th, they have Wendy and Chris Capitano. And then, of course, down there in Crescent City also is Seaquake Brewing. And they have, on the 18th, Bernadine Ophelia coming on board. And I believe on the 25th, it's going to be Frankie C. There we go. Yeah, here we go. Well, you know, I'm getting all this from the Insider of Southern Oregon, which is coming out this week. When you get this, when you're listening to this show, it'll be delivered all over the place, all over Southern Oregon. And, yeah, make sure you grab a copy and everything, and you'll get all this, plus a whole lot more what I give on the show here, that's for sure. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's see. And then, of course, we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing at the Chetco Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Rita Hosking coming up on the February 18th, Saturday, 8 p.m. If you'd like to get tickets on that one, you can get them at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and Gold Beach Books, or call 541-247-2848 for more information and reservations. Let's see, what else we got going? The Friends of Music concert's going to be coming up. Now, let's see, on the February 26th, yep, there we go, at 3 p.m. It's going to be the Jasper Quartet happening. This is an award-winning string quartet from Philadelphia. Good old Philly. Let's see, the concerts are held at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church, and you can get the tickets at Wright's Custom Frame and at the door. Call for information, 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. That's right, Friends of Music Concert Series. Oh yeah, the Chetco Pelican Players are presenting the Vinland Saga. This is written by local author Val Cowan. Let's see, this is going to be happening on the February 10th, 11th, and 12th, on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. On the Fridays and Saturdays showings, it's 7:30, and on Sundays, it's 2 p.m. matinee. That's at 1240 Chetco Avenue up there at the Chetco Playhouse. This play is based on the Greenlander saga and the saga of Eric the Red, and includes intrigue, family dysfunction, culture clash, and Viking energy. Oh yeah, good stuff. As tickets are available at New Wave Video and at Wright's Custom Frame and at the box office 2 hours before showtime. Tickets are $12. Reservations 541-469-1877. For more information, 541-469-1857. All right, that's coming, the Vinland Saga. All right, we're doing a cool show at the Seaview Senior Living. It's going to be an old-time radio show. That's going to be coming up here Tuesday, February 21st at 3 p.m. And the public is invited. And I hope you all do come out and check this out. Over the last years on stage and everything, I've brought these old radio shows. I have scripts, tons of scripts all over the place. And what you do is you basically get these old-time radio broadcast scripts and you put together quite a few of them together and you get yourself Insider Players. And you put yourself a show on, and it works out really good. Now, you know what? I've done this over the years, done it on stage. Very successful, very fun. Doing stuff like Fibber McGee and Molly, Abbott and Costello, the Bickersons. I got a little, most of this one that we're doing that I put together, I spent a whole week here putting these scripts together last week. That's what I was doing. And I'll tell you what, it's mostly comedy, but I got a couple, like 5-minute mysteries. I got 3 5-minute mysteries. They're very cool in there to throw in the middle. Little mysteries are fun. But otherwise, it is straight on laughter all the way around. Like I said, the Jack Benny and stuff like that is in there. I took this one show. Yeah, you know, the late, great Elmo Williams. He had worked on High Noon. Well, the Jack Benny, back in the day on the Jack Benny show, they did it like a spoof of High Noon. So I got that script. Well, it was a few years back. Elmo actually came to the show and watched it. You know, he saw this, and we did the whole spoof, you know, of the script performed it in front of him. And he really loved it. And I got the script out again and going to do it. It's going to be so everybody, actually all the players get to, participate in this one. It's the last skit of the show, but it's going to be the best one. It's great. It is really funny. You know, Jack Benny, what are you going to do? You know? So I hope you all get out there and check this out. It's going to be on 3 o'clock on Tuesday, February 21st. This last weekend, I just got together. I got the sound all ready. We're going to have microphones, the whole thing, sound effects. Going to have it all set up like they did back in the day in the studio. Oh, yeah. And I just got together the Insider players, and I'll tell you what. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good time. I got some really cool people. I got my friend Wendy Capitano is gonna be doing it for me. Let's see, I got Troy Spence on board and Jackson. Jack is DeHaven, my daughter's boyfriend, actually. He came on a few years back. We did this ourselves. He performed in one of these with me. We did it at Seaview. We actually did it at Seaview. And him and I do the Abbott and Costello, Who's On First. And we played off each other perfectly. So I got him coming on board again. So it's going to be some fun. So I hope everybody gets out there and checks it out. And next week I'll be talking a little bit more about it and a little behind the scenes going on. So, hey, that's it right there. Hope you come and enjoy this. It's going to be a blast. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and then First Friday Live's coming down here this Friday in Crescent City. So make sure and check out the Downtown Divas down there as they got stuff going on. The shops like Johnston's and, Soul Feet and a couple of shops down there. Get in on it. And if it's nice weather like this, they're going to be doing some stuff outside. But otherwise, they have it inside. There's music and all kinds of stuff going on. So check it out. It's to promote the downtown area, Crescent City. So, hey. Oh, yeah, Aaron Raddatz, magician extraordinaire. I've seen this guy when he first came out here to Elk Valley Casino. It was great. Make sure, when is he coming here? He's going to be there on February the 11th, coming up in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. Two shows. There's going to be one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. The tickets are on sale now at the Points Club booth. You must be 21 or older to attend. This is at the Elk Valley Casino down in Crescent City. And like I said, this guy is a great magician. He's fun. He's funny, and he's really good. It's like, I mean, over the years, I've seen lots of magicians, and this guy rocks it out. You can even get online and check him out. It's Aaron Raddatz coming to the Elk Valley Casino on the 11th. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it just happens to be on the cover of the Insider 7. It's a really cool purple cover, too. Yeah, very cool. Oh, yeah, we got the Gold Beach Float Hunt happening here. Starts on the February 1st, actually, and it goes until April 30th. This is going to be the glass float hunts up in Gold Beach. What happens is they put these floats all over the place. You go and find them. You go in, you know, say you found a float and you sign your name, and each month they pull, you know, somebody's name out of the hat, basically, and you win a really cool vacation package that includes a one-night stay in a local motel, a pair of Jerry's Rogues Jets tickets, and dinner for two at one of the great local restaurants. And then Valentine's, you know, day, what they're doing is they're going to have a bunch of red floats out there so that they can hopefully get some sweethearts going to be getting a hold of the red floats and bringing them on in and win, so then they'll have a nice little couple getaway. And on St. Patty's Day, they put a whole bunch of green floats out there. And, you know, just for like the luck of the Irish and have a little bit of fun on St. Patty's Day. So very cool, very cool. Gold Beach Float Hunt happens every year. So make sure and get up there and check that out. And you can check out their events page for more fun stuff going on in Gold Beach. That's right. Okay, so we got getting metaphysical with the ladies over there, Gypsies. What they got coming up here on Saturday the 4th is a crystal workshop. From 2 to 4 p.m. And let's see, on the 11th, they've got Messages from the Masters. So that's at Gypsy's. You can go in and see them. Let me see. So you can go into Gypsy's, or you can call Dawn at 541-661-7764, or Gypsy's at 541-813-1882. That's right. Cool classes going on there every week. They got a Valentine's Craft Fair coming to the Chetco Grange in Harbor, Saturday, February 4th is Saturday coming up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So there you go. There'll be food available for sale in there. Yeah, if you want to get a table rental, if you want to rent a table yourself, you can call Scott 541-254-1958 or just head on over there from 10 to 3 p.m. for the Valentine's Craft Fair going on at Chetco Grange. Okay. Hey, Seaview has got a couple things that they're inviting the public to, actually. We're not only doing that old-time radio show on February 21st, but they have a Valentine's Day party going on at 3 p.m. on February 14th, and then they have a Mardi Gras party going on February 28th at 3 p.m. So there you go. A lot of fun things happening over at Seaview. And they invite the public. That's very cool. Let's see. You need free tax help? Tis the season, right? I mean, getting there. So if you need free tax help, AARP Tax Aid is at your service. For taxpayers with low to middle income, there's no cost. It's certified volunteers and e-filing available. So they are now taking appointments. This is Tuesdays through Fridays, February 1st to April 15th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Limited Saturday appointments from 9 to 11:30 a.m. So you want to sign up at the reception desk at the Chetco Activity Center, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at 550 Chetco Lane. Or call 541-469-6822. Facility and materials donated by Chetco Activity Center. Donations to Chetco Activity Center gratefully accepted. So there you go, some free tax help. Very cool this time of year. All right, moving right along at a snail's pace here. Okay, and I've got the poem in this, and it's one of mine again, because nobody sent me a poem. Hey, you guys, I printed the last one that was sent to me from Annie Height. Come on, somebody out there, send me a poem. Send it to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com, and I'll get it in the paper. But if you don't, I will. So here we go. All right. Hey, hello there out there in Facebook land. This is the behind the scenes of the Insider Report once again here for the beginning of February. And what I wanted to do on this week's show was go ahead and give you behind the scenes while I do my poem in the poetry, taking poetic license in the inside of Southern Oregon. So this is one I wrote a while back, and it's got, it's got two names to it. It's Ode to the Cat Lover, or Caught with Fur on the Face, by Bruce Ellis. I love felines with all my heart. They are worth all the love and care. But one thing that drives me crazy is the constant shedding of their hair. At first it didn't bother me, nor cause me to lose sleep. It could always clean up easily with a vacuum or quick sweep. Then one sunny day I noticed, from the comforts of my chair, hair on the TV, table, and couch, an abundance of fur everywhere. Millions of hairs, like sand on the beach, were invading my very space. But the camel's back was broken when it got in my mouth and my face. Now, it's never good getting cat fur in the mouth, but for me, as to where my tastes go, give me Persian, Siamese, or even a tabby, but please, no calico. Thank you. All right, you gotta have fun with this stuff. See, that's what I mean. So, hey, make sure, and, you know, if you have a poem out there that you want me to share on the Insider Report and also put in the paper, the Insider of Southern Oregon, then send me to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com, and then I can get on here and I'll read your poem with the same enthusiasm as I read mine. That's right. Hey, so this is the behind the scenes of this week's show. That's right. Bye. All right. Well, hey, here's another little something-something that I got myself involved in and having a good time with. Why I can't go do plays. Now, this is great. The Purple Days Experience. Yeah, we got us a gig at Lucky 7 Casino. We're going to be playing at the Club 7 Sports Bar coming up on March 11th. It's going to be from 9 p.m. to midnight. That's right. It's where me and the Spence Brothers get together and have a good time doing some music from the 60s, early 60s, and like 60 to 68. The Doors, the Animals, the Trogs, you name it, man, we're grabbing stuff. I'm putting together a few more songs. We're going to get back into the rehearsing here for this gig, and I'm going to add about five more songs to our list as well, so this is going to be very cool. Oh, yeah, that's always fun putting that together. So, hey, make sure and mark your calendars for the March 11th because I want you to come see us. That's right. Good times with the Purple Days Experience. Checo Community Library and Friends of Checo Library are presenting Fish Tales, Traditions and Challenges of Seafood in Oregon. This is going to be happening on the 8th of February at 5:30 p.m. This is at the Checo Library. Let me see it. That's on a Wednesday night. Okay. Burns Bright is a food and travel writer based in Port Orford. She recently retired from teaching at the University of Oregon, where she researched desire in 20th century literature, led a faculty research group in the emerging discipline of food studies, and won a National Pedagogy Award for a team taught interdisciplinary class on bread. Boy, I sound like a moron saying that one. Jeez, talking about insulting your intelligence with big words. Here we go. They put them all in one sentence, too, and I'm trying to get this stuff out. So anyways, they're going to be talking about seafood there at the library. Through the Conversation Project, Oregon Humanities offers free programs that engage community members in thoughtful, challenging conversations about ideas critical to daily lives. You can call 541-469-7738 for more information on that. So that's at the Wednesday, February 8th. They got something going on every Wednesday now. They've been having some storytelling and all kinds of cool things going on there. So, hey, I love it when everybody gets together with it. The Disabled American Veterans, Chapter 20, invite veterans and the general public to their monthly meetings. DAV meetings are held on the fourth Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the Checo Community Library. See, there you go. They ask you to join them at 8 a.m., for the commander's breakfast before the meeting held at Beachcomber's restaurant. So that's right across from Les Schwab. All are welcome to join the breakfast gathering for socializing and questions. The DAV offers free assistance, applying for VA compensation and medical benefits for veterans, spouses of veterans, and their children. They encourage all newly discharged veterans, military personnel and reservists, National Guard, and family members that are facing retirement, medical retirement, and discharge to contact them regardless if the veteran was injured or not. Okay, the services are free and you do not need to be a member to receive assistance and counseling to apply for medical or compensation benefits from the VA. The Disabled American Veterans is a nonprofit organization. Donations are accepted, appreciated, tax deductible, and will be used to help local veterans and their families in immediate need. So that's the fourth Saturday of every month. You can have breakfast beforehand. There you go. Oh, we got the Winter Art and Chocolate Festival is coming up here this week, or in 2 weeks, for 11th and the 12th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Brookings Harbor High School on 625 Pioneer Road. The 12th Annual Winter Art and Chocolate Festival, Saturday and Sunday. It'll be at the school cafeteria building, 629 Easy Street. Fun for the whole family. Something for everyone, from handmade arts and crafts to music and balloon animals for the kids. And a chocolate eating contest each day at 2 p.m. So that's coming up the 11th and 12th. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. And let's see. The Shoe Exchange is now. They just got it down to the second Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. They're at the Elks Lodge. If you need any shoes sooner, you can contact Linda Schreiber at 541-469-9850. And of course, new and gently used shoe donations are always appreciated. There you go. Let me see. The American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28 is presenting their February dinner on Saturday, February 4th, serving homemade noodles and chicken, salads, and dessert from 4 to 6 p.m. They are located at the corner of 206 Northwest F Street at 5th Street. It's $6 per person. For more info, call 541-474-6400. The proceeds benefit the American Legion Auxiliary Service Veterans Programs. All right, that's coming up this Saturday. Line dancing at the Checo Grange, that's right. It's happening on Tuesdays. Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 10:15 a.m. or 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. And then beginners classes at 10:30 to 11:45. And then beginners low intermediate is at 4 to 5:30. Okay? That's at the Checo Grange on Tuesdays. Oh, hey, we got the fur ball. I should have said this after I did my poem, for crying out loud. The Fur Ball 2017 is happening. Dance your tail off with Disturbing the Peace. This is coming up on the 18th at the VFW Hall, 810 8th Street. This is a dance party to support the prevention of pet overpopulation. The doors open at 7. Disturbing the Peace plays from 8 to 11. You can get pre-sale tickets, $15. At the door, they're $20. So you can get your tickets at Del Norte Office Supply, Turning Head Salon, or you can call or text Danielle at 218-5998-707, 218-5998, or Eileen, 707-457-2892, or Cheryl at 707-954-0999. That's right, that's the Fur Ball 2017. Soon we're going to be happening out there on 100.7. I've got a couple shows. It's going to be the Insider Report and my Magical Musical History Tour, which we finished the first one, and now we're going to be working on the second one. The first one was with the Glenn Miller Band, and guess what? The second one is Janis Joplin. That's right. So as soon as the station starts going, you're going to start hearing that and a whole lot of other cool shows out there. That's what I understand. Several people have got shows on there, and some of them are coming off, you know, ones that you can get on, you can listen to on a regular on the podcast broadcast, but a lot of them are going to be some new shows too, just for the radio. So it's very exciting. We're very cool about that. And like I said, after you're done listening to my show here, make sure and check out some of all the other cool podcast broadcasts they have out there. Over 250 of them. That's got to be up to like 350 now, man, for crying out loud. I'll bet there's a whole lot to choose from. Very cool stuff, very cool topics, and it's just a great little station. I mean, I've been doing this for, we're going 2 years or whatever the heck. Yeah, been doing this. Wow. That's awesome. So, hey, I hope you can help out and give us a little hand there with a little fundraising with that Fred Meyer thing. So I'm going to get home and do it myself. Well, that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for, listening and tuning in each week and checking the show out. And I hope you get out there and have some fun with whatever I'm telling you about and get out and participate and enjoy yourself while you're doing it and support the community and the arts. Yeah, that's it. I got no more. I keep looking and going, do I have anything? I don't. I'm done. It's the end of the bitch. So that's it. I'm signing off. Until next week, this is Bruce. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. Ella signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Bam! My God, made it through the show. Jeez, I didn't think I was going to.
With
blind
color.
Man.
KCIW, Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. Please visit our website at kciw.org to learn more about our new radio station. You can support KCIW by contributing your time and talent as a volunteer, by making a tax-deductible contribution to our capital campaign, or by becoming a founding member. For more information, go to kciw.org/donate and kciw.org/volunteer. Thank you for listening.